Every day I can say 100 reasons to smile. The birds, the trees, and oxygen to breathe. And while all this is true, something doesn't feel quite right. But that's my life. Maybe tonight I'll... Nah, I've got work, I've got money, and even a family. In a comfortable house where my only worry is that little mouse that's just in a hurry. I drive to work when most take the train. You see, during rush hour, it gets insane. People get in when they cannot fit, and here I am throwing a fit because a driver just cut me off, so I honk my horn and flip him off. I get to work, and I normally do well, typing on my keyboard until I get off. Then I go home, and it's the same story to tell. People get on the train just like before, while I get inside and close my car door. That's my life. Isn't it swell? Maybe tonight I'll... Nah. I come home to a roof over my head for the storm to come. It rains and it pours, but I'm safe indoors and definitely luckier than some. To lie on my bed, new and soft, with a mattress I could bounce off of. That's my life. Do you think it's nice? By all accounts, it really should be. So why, oh why, is it so hard to see? Any kind of light shined on me is clouded in darkness no one else sees. The birds, the trees, the oxygen to breathe is not enough to make me smile. Though I still do, faking all the while, because that's what's expected of me. With such a life blessed by God, I'm not allowed to not smile and nod, even if I suffer, because no one can see the void that consumes what little light shines on me. I've got a job, it leaves me empty. I've got money and bills are plenty. I've got a family, they'll never understand that the life I live, I want to end. Inside this house, on my warm, soft bed that feels more like a casket that fills me with dread, I smile as expected of me despite the clear absence of glee. I can say 100 reasons to smile. But all the while, I only lie to myself. Because society tells me I should feel guilty for not feeling lucky to have such a blessed life when all I really want is to not be alive. Not because I yearn for death, I am still afraid to die. I'm not suicidal. I'm just more afraid to be alive. Don't get me wrong, this isn't sadness. This isn't despair or anger, disgust or hatred. This is what you cannot see. A growing emptiness inside of me. An empty void that cannot fill and slowly drains any will to love, to laugh, to breathe, to smile. That's my life. And maybe tonight